Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome. We're talking about vegan cooking for two today. Part three, desserts, sweets, yum, yum, yum. I know as a kid, desserts were probably one of my favorite food, if not food groups. And as an adult, I've learned to temper it, but I still like to eat sweet food. I think we all do. And so today we're talking about different kinds of desserts, but the fact that it's vegan means it's taken the dairy out. Or the animal products out, so that means butter would be out as well. But there's other substitutes, and I think this is something that's fun to look at, to identify, and to see what's so, as far as what choices do you have when you're making your desserts for your friends, yourself, your family. And I think all these are something that, you know, I like to learn more, and this is something I hope I'm sharing something with you that helps to open the door for learning more for you as well. It's, I think, you know, taking time to prepare a dessert, taking time to identify ingredients. For example, you know, so many wonderful things can sweeten. You know, bananas can certainly sweeten, and dates, and chocolate or cocoa powder certainly has sweetness, and different types of juice, you know, orange juice, whether it's frozen concentrate or fresh orange juice, it's wonderful. And then, you know, taking different fruits, kiwis, you know, and it's, I think it's just fun to see what's going on with the possibilities. I wrote a book called Smoothies and Other Scrumptious Delights. And I'm going to be, you know, talking about some of the desserts that I played with, that I included in my recipe book. You know, people have asked me, what does it take to write a book? And I think part of it is the ability to experiment, the ability to try, the ability to taste, the ability to substitute, and see what happens. And obviously, sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't. These are things that are sort of tried and true. I've tried them with myself, with groups, with individuals, and found that they have worked very, very well. And the fact that they're in my dessert book, my smoothie book, to me, any of the smoothies, almost any of the smoothies could be used for desserts, except for the savory ones. So it's nice to know that you have some choices. For example, you know, when you blend a dessert, and make chocolate pudding, but not your classic chocolate pudding. This one has a couple of bananas, a tablespoon of raw macadamia butter, and then two soaked pitted dates. And I find that this is something that, you know, you can use that soaking water from the dates, about a fourth of a cup, to help blend and create a consistency that's the thickness that you want. And you can always, you know, add less water to begin with and then add more water as needed to create, again, the consistency you're looking for. And then about a fourth of a cup of chocolate powder or cocoa powder. You could certainly use, you know, chocolate chips or small pieces of chocolate. I'm finding these days I'm shredding chocolate, the little Dove chocolate squares, the dark chocolate squares. And it's, you know, adding it to desserts And it's just, it's a wonderful sweetener. It's a wonderful flavor enhancer. And, you know, I didn't realize how simple sweetening can be. Now, you can take a little mint extract or a couple drops of essential oil of mint. I think that's one thing that, in doing my book, Scrumptious, Smoothies and Other Scrumptious Delights, I was looking at the use of essential oils, and I think this is something that hasn't been used much in foods that I grew up with, certainly, but it's something that you can add to your kitchen pantry as well. And I think this is what's fun about, you know, trying a different ingredient, trying a different food group, if you will, and the whole group of essential oils. It's quite remarkable, and this is something I included in my smoothie book because I realized that, first off, I hadn't read a book that focused on essential oils as part of a recipe situation. I've seen them certainly for medicinal and for health reasons, but not for food, for desserts, for example, or savory, you know, and I use this book to allow people to taste the combination of savory or sweet. And, you know, I'm always amazed at how much you can learn from preparing food, from taking on a new food group, if you will, like the essential oils, and what you can do with food that you didn't grow up with, for example, but you're willing to try now. So with that chocolate pudding, basically you're blending everything together, the bananas, the macadamia butter, the dates, the water, the cocoa powder, and that essential oil. And it's a wonderful, dark, rich chocolate color. And you can garnish it with some fresh mint leaves. That certainly gives it a wonderful, bright color that you can enjoy. And I think, you know, we eat with our eyes first. And because of that, we can certainly, you know, create a presentation that's wonderful. If you put it in a fancy glass or a fancy dish, that also is something that can be taken into consideration when you're making something that you're either, you know, you could be making it for yourself. You definitely could be making it for friends. You could be making it for a gathering or a potluck. So, you know, there's ways that we can give ourselves a gift, literally, of presentation. And I think this is what's something that I enjoy with food, that how you show it off, how you show it and share it with other people. It, you know, give yourself that time and that art, if you will, food art, because we all need a little bit of pampering, and this is something that I enjoy, you know, giving people the idea of or asking them to think about and see if they could do it for themselves. You know, when we're doing another dessert, I call it a down-under pudding because it uses kiwis, which is the food from down under, if you will. And so this one blends a half a cup of pitted dates, and then some fresh orange juice, anywhere between a fourth to three-fourths of a cup. Again, this is just depending on how thick you want it and what consistency you want. And then an avocado. Orange juice and avocado is so wonderful together. And then one kiwi, and then a tablespoon of raw carob powder. And this is something where you blend it all together, and it's quite remarkable. I think this is something where, again, desserts sometimes come about with something that we don't always think about. Sometimes you can use it as a dip, for example. And so I call this is a fruit sauce, and it's a blushing cashew sauce. So you're using a fourth of a cup of raw cashews, you're using a half a cup of fresh orange juice, a tablespoon of tart cherry concentrate, I love that. I just, it's such a wonderful sweet sweetener and flavor and food group, if you will. And then a fourth of a cup of hemp or flax seeds, and then just a couple drops of the essential oil of cinnamon. Cinnamon apparently is wonderful for helping balance and keep diabetics, and know that they don't have to deal with diabetes. It sometimes can help cure it. And so it's fun to find, again, the food sources. So with this sauce, so you blended cashews and orange juice, the tart cherry concentrate, a little bit of flaxseed, which gives it a little thickening, and wonderful essential oils, and then the drop of the essential oil of cinnamon. And you can have wonderful display of fruits for a dessert. Now, desserts classically do have a lot of fruit. And because of that, it actually would be better to eat your dessert first. And I say this because the dessert will digest easier, and fruits tend to digest easier, not on top of a heavy meal. So if you wanted to dip strawberries into this wonderful blushing cashew sauce, again, the cashews and the cherry concentrate give a beautiful color, and then the orange juice adds, you know, it's just a light, bright color. And if you wanted to eat it with kiwis, for example, as something that you dip, you could certainly add papaya. That's a wonderful color. So that bright red, the bright green, the bright orange. You know, this is something, again, you're feeding your eyes first. And this is wonderful. Now, the dreamy prune whip, totally different color. You've soaked 12 prunes, and you're going to take about a half to a fourth of a cup of that water, the prune soaking water. And cashews, again, are the thing that thickens it, so about a half a cup of raw cashews. And you're using fresh orange juice or tangerine and a little bit of ginger oil. I just love fresh ginger root, and the ginger oil, again, is something that adds just a little bite, a little heat, and, you know, whether you're, dipping fruit in there, you know, any kind of citrus fruit would dip beautifully into this prune whip. The cashews and oranges together are just a very, very nice blend. And this is something that, in putting together this recipe book, Smoothies and Other Scrumptious Delights, I found that it's fun to think about, again, what foods you have and to experiment together. You know, adding pineapple and macadamia nut is just a very simple sauce. It could be a dip. It could be a sauce. It could be a dressing. It all depends on how thick you make it. And I think this is one of the things that, you know, when I look at the possibilities of putting food and food groups together, I'm always sort of amazed at how you can put together things that you hadn't done before, and suddenly you go, oh, that's interesting. You know, I had a sorbet is another wonderful vegan dessert. And you can make it using wonderful frozen fruits. So, for example, a frozen banana, and then a fourth of a cup of frozen raspberries, and that tart cherry concentrate, just a tablespoon, and then adding a teaspoon of lemon zest. You know, wonderful sorbet. I was so excited when I put together this book, Smoothies and Other Scrumptious Delights. And I found that it was something that, again, it challenged people to think about how they would blend things together, how they would use their blender, and in this situation, putting together vegan desserts so that you don't have any dairy, but you have the sweetness and the creaminess, if you will. Like there's a nutty tropical sorbet that I put together using mango, and pineapple and macadamia nuts, and a half a cup of each, except a fourth of a cup of macadamia nuts. And it's just, it's so yummy. And again, whether you have a little bit of fresh fruit on top and a little fresh mint, the colors are beautiful, the flavors are wonderful, and it's wonderful to start, if you will, the meal and sort of clear your palate of anything that's happened throughout the day and to give yourself time out with this dessert. There's, I call it a royal sorbet, where you blend a frozen banana. Obviously, you take the skin off. And I find that I like to freeze the banana with the skin off initially so that you don't have to peel it off when it's frozen. That's a little harder. And a fourth of a cup of frozen strawberries, and then a half a cup of frozen blueberries. So it's twice as much in terms of blueberries. So a fourth of a cup of the strawberries, a half a cup of the blueberries. And again, with this all frozen, putting it through the blender or in the Green Power juicer has a way to put the frozen fruit through and blend and make a sorbet. So, you know, you have certain machines that do wonderful things with different textured foods, and the frozen foods do very, very well in the Green Power or the Green Star. So, you know, I enjoyed putting together this book, Smoothies and Other Scrumptious Delights, because I realized that, again, people don't always take advantage of the foods that they enjoy or that they haven't thought about putting together. And I know that I enjoy sharing this with you. I'm hoping that I'm inspiring you to use your blender in a different way, or to use, if you have your Green Star juicer, you know, you could use that together, Green Power juicer. You know, this show is fun for me because I have a chance to say to you, have you thought about this? Have you thought about that? And I think this is, you know, one of the things that I certainly, you know, have enjoyed learning and playing with food throughout the years, because I'm always amazed that there's more to learn, if you will, and more to play with than I certainly grew up. I grew up with, you know, pretty much standard American diet. And, you know, my mother certainly did what she did because, you know, she enjoyed feeding us well. But it was something where putting it, you know, in a new context for me gave me, if you will, more years of just healthy food, healthy eating. And I think this is kind of fun. You know, that I put together smoothies, and I find that, again, they can be used as desserts. They can be used as meal openers. So whether you're dealing with what I call a pretty nutty smoothie, which has a half a cup of orange juice and some unsalted pistachio nuts, just a fourth of a cup, and then apricots, 2 to 3 that have been pitted and soaked. And, you know, when you add ice cubes to all this, this certainly cools it down. And a little bit of essential oil of ginger. And I know sometimes I've added emergency. And they have those packets that are different flavors, the cranberry or the raspberry, excuse me, or an orange or tangerine flavored. So, again, you can put all this in the blender and get a wonderful smoothie, which can start your meal out, it can start your digestion out. There's, I call a sunny smoothie with soaked sunflower seeds, about a half a cup, and some fresh orange juice and some pineapple rings. You take the dried ones and soak them, about 2 dried pineapple rings, and a fourth of a cup of pineapple soaking water, so you save that soaking water, and about a tablespoon of pitted dates, and people add sometimes some green powder, if you will, or a barley mix. And it's fun to add some of these foods that have been concentrated and put into a wonderful smoothie consistency or a dressing or a sauce, and then you can use it to dip food into. You know, there's a berry cherry lemonade, so you're using about a third of a cup of fresh lemon juice and some fat tart cherry concentrate, 2 to 3 tablespoons, and some frozen raspberries, about a third of a cup, and some raw honey. Now, this would take it out of the vegan situation if you were doing that. So you could use other sweeteners. You know, the dates certainly give it a sweetness that doesn't have the animal context. And ice cubes, 6 to 8 ice cubes, and then a cup of water, and then a drop of essential oil of mint. And again, you could add that emergency, the raspberry. So when we come back, we're going to have more yummy dessert recipes, so stay tuned. Order one of Alyssa's 4 recipe books. Call her to find out which one is best for you, whether it's juicing, blending, or preparing an entire meal. Become the best restaurant on your block. Phone her today to order the right recipe book for you. Call area code 760-251-7488. That's 760-251-7488. 760-251-7488. Call today.
Cooking with Sunflare solar ovens makes food taste great. The Sunflare solar oven uses the sun and never needs wood, charcoal, gas, or electricity, which means no carcinogenic residue. It's so portable and lightweight that you can take it anywhere. Cook the most delicious foods you've ever tasted. It's perfect for your emergency kit, too. Visit sunflare.net. That's sunflair.net for the best gift ever. Act fast. Call 855-786-3524. That's 855-786-3524.
These shoes are made for walking, jumping, running, and just plain style. Over 32,000 styles. Skechers, an award-winning global leader in lifestyle footwear. And now you can get Skechers without walking, jumping, or running. You can get them by clicking. Scroll down HealthyLife.net homepage and click. You can check out Skechers, high-quality shoes in styles for men, women, and children. So get in style. Get Skechers today and start walking, running, jumping, and strutting in style.
Want the best kitchen equipment for juicing, blending, or processing the freshest foods possible? Call TriBest and order your own Green Star juicer and food processor, or a personal blender, or much more. Be sure to tell them Alyssa sent you from Natural Eating with Alyssa. Call now at 888-254-7336. That's 888-254-7336. 888-254-7336. Call today.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors. And their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now it even gets better than that. Because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
And welcome back to Alyssa's Raw and Natural Food. Today we are using a combination of foods. But vegan dessert, and, you know, the idea that you can put together a dessert that has wonderful ingredients but doesn't have animal products. So this is something that you can look at doing. And so they have fudgy brownies, and this is from the America's Test Kitchen. It's called Vegan Cooking for Two, and the subtitle is 200 Recipes for Everything You Love to Eat. And so this is kind of fun to put together a combination of foods. so that these fudgy brownies has they have a section that they call why this recipe works. And, you know, chewy, fudgy, ultra-chocolatey brownies take very little work for an immensely satisfying reward. And without dairy, which can mute the chocolate flavor. These vegan brownies taste even more intensely chocolatey, and they last longer before going stale, too. So the rich chocolate flavor comes from three forms of chocolate: unsweetened chocolate, cocoa powder, and chocolate chips. An instant espresso powder, which can further amplify that chocolate flavor. So it's interesting, again, to see with sort of a form of alchemy putting these together. The brownies happen to freeze very well, so you can make a whole pan full at once, and you can enjoy a couple right away and then save the rest to enjoy later on. If you happen to use a glass baking dish, let the brownies cool for about 10 minutes before you remove them from the dish. The superior heat retention of glass can often lead to over-baking, so you don't want to bake them beyond what they are. And for an accurate measuring of boiling water, bring a full kettle of water to a boil and then measure out the desired amount. Don't omit the chocolate chips. They add cohesiveness to the brownies. And see, not all chocolate chips are vegan, so read the ingredient list carefully to be sure. Okay? There we go. So you're going to be adjusting your oven rack to the lowest position, and you're going to preheat the oven to 350 degrees. You're going to make a foil sling for 8-inch square baking pan by folding two long sheets of aluminum foil so that each is 8 inches wide. And then you lay the sheets of foil in the pan perpendicular to each other with the extra foil hanging over the edge of the pan. And then you push the foil into the corners and up the sides of the pan, smoothing it up. And then you grease that foil so that this is something that you can use a little bit of oil. And then you're whisking a cup of all-purpose flour and just a half a teaspoon of baking powder and salt. Then this is just a half a teaspoon of table salt. I would use sea salt, together in the bowl. And you're going to whisk a half a cup of boiling water and then your unsweetened chocolate and chop them fine. Again, you get a nice texture when you do that. Just a half, 1.5 ounces. So that works. And you're going to whisk in some cocoa powder, about a third of a cup, and a teaspoon of instant espresso powder. And the sugar is 1.5 cups of sugar, nice and sweet. And the vegetable oil, just 1/4 cup of vegetable oil. So you're stirring in, you're whisking the boiling water, the chocolate, the cocoa, the espresso powder, in a large bowl, and you want to have it get well combined, and that chocolate is nice and melted. And then you whisk in the sugar and the oil and just about 1.5 teaspoons of vanilla extract. And you're going to be using a rubber spatula, and you stir that flour mixture into the chocolate mixture until it's well combined, and then you fold in the chocolate chips. And that's about 1/4 cup of bittersweet, or there's some semi-sweet chocolate chips. And you're going to scrape the batter into a prepared pan. And you're going to bake until a toothpick inserted halfway between the edge of the center comes out with a few moist crumbs attached. And it takes between 25 and 30 minutes. And you're going to let the brownies cool in that pan on a wire rack for 1 hour. And then using that foil overhang, lift the brownies from the pan, so this way they don't stick to the pan, and then you return the brownies to the wire rack, and you let it cool completely. This takes about 30 minutes. And then you're cutting into squares, and serving right hot out of the oven can be so yummy. Or they can be stored at room temperature for up to 4 days, or wrapped tightly in plastic wrap and frozen for up to a month. So you have some options here. You can make it the day, you can eat it the day. You can wait 3 or 4 days. And you're going to be thawing it at room temperature for about an hour before you serve. So this is kind of fun. And you could serve it on top with a plant-based ice cream, or you could blend some frozen bananas and make a sorbet and put that on top, which is kind of fun. If you want to make it extra sweet, you would add some dates, some pitted dates. And so this is something that you can do. And this is, you know, I find that, again, you know, I personally love chocolate. And I found that the chocolate was something that I could enjoy tremendously as a kid. I used to make big batches of chocolate fudge and on huge flat baking pans. And I would eat it all. So, you know, again, some of your childhood memories can come forward with some of these desserts. And the notion that you can make them with children, you know, whether you're making it with your own children, whether you have neighbors that have children, and we all get together and you do something playful together, I think this can certainly be fun. And I just, and this is something that, in thinking about this show with vegan desserts, it's the notion that, you know, fruit obviously makes a wonderful, wonderful dessert. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about melons and plums and cherries that have a little mint and vanilla. So stay tuned.
Cooking with Sunflare solar ovens makes food taste great. The Sunflare solar oven uses the sun and never needs wood, charcoal, gas, or electricity, which means no carcinogenic residue. It's so portable and lightweight that you can take it anywhere. Cook the most delicious foods you've ever tasted. It's perfect for your emergency kit, too. Visit sunflare.net. That's S-U-N-F-L-A-I-R.net for the best gift ever. Act fast. Call 855-786-3524. That's 855-786-3524.
Schedule your own private food preparation workshop with me, Alyssa. Let me coach you to prepare the healthiest, tastiest meals in minutes. Learn in the privacy of your own kitchen with one or all of my recipe books. I love teaching. Learn what you want. To set up your session, send an email to Elyssa, chefforyou@live.com. That's E-L-Y-S-A, chef, the number 4, the letter U, at live.com. Elyssa, chefforyou@live.com. Start learning now.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products, ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee, and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
Order one of Alyssa's 4 recipe books. Call her to find out which one is best for you, whether it's juicing, blending, or preparing an entire meal. Become the best restaurant on your block. Phone her today to order the right recipe book for you. Call area code 760-251-7488. That's 760-251-7488. 760-251-7488. Call today.
It's a fact. With Clarins, life is more beautiful, and so are you. If you love beauty, and let's face it, love is behind everything we do, then you'll love Clarins Beauty Products. I use Clarins, and people ask me all the time how I stay looking so young. I tell them it's love. But now you know my real secret. It's Clarins. They have a full line of highly effective beauty products containing the highest quality ingredients while respecting the environment. Who wouldn't love that? Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Clarins and make your life more beautiful, starting with you.
Remember, get positive emotions at www.healthylife.net.
And welcome back to Vegan Cooking for Two Desserts. So now, taking those fresh fruit desserts, if you're taking different kinds of melon, cantaloupe is certainly a wonderful one, and plums and cherries. And you know why this recipe works? Sometimes, you know, a perfectly ripe piece of fruit needs just a little adornment to make it a worthy finish to a meal. And I would disagree with them there. I would say it's a worthy beginning to a meal, because a lot of times, you know, these things digest fast, and they're easier to digest if, you know, the system isn't all filled. So this fresh fruit salad is as satisfying to eat as it is to look at. And this is, you know, where you've got these beautiful colors of the orange from the melon and the cherries and the plums, a bright, deep purple, yum, yum, yum. So this, a combination of cantaloupe and plums and cherries offers a range not only of complementary flavors, but also colors and textures that work together to create an eye-catching and palate-pleasing dish. Yum, yum, yum. So, to boost the salad flavor, we macerate the fruit with a small amount of sugar, which encourages it to release its juices, and then mashing the sugar with fresh mint before stirring it into the fruit ensures that the fragrant herb is evenly distributed, so this makes it something that works better. And then a squeeze of fresh lime juice balances that wonderful sweetness, so it's a little tart moment. Perhaps best of all, as the recipe is so versatile that you can change it up to suit your whims and your current fruit bounty, so to speak, as in our variation with berries, balsamic, basil, and balsamic vinegar. So you can, this is something that gives it a very, very different flavor. So you're taking 2 teaspoons of sugar, so you're combining the sugar and the mint, about 1.5 teaspoons of shredded fresh mint in a medium bowl, and then using a rubber spatula, just press the mixture into the side of the bowl until the sugar becomes damp in about 30 seconds. And you can use, you know, a turbinado sugar. You can use a raw sugar here. So then you can find different possibilities. And so then you add, taking about 1.5 cups of half-inch little cantaloupe pieces and 6 ounces of plums that have been halved, obviously pitted, and you're cutting them into 1.5-inch pieces. And you're going to add the cherries, about 4 ounces of fresh sweet cherries that have been pitted in half. And you toss all this together. So you're adding cantaloupe, plums, cherries, and the vanilla. A little bit of vanilla, just 1/8 teaspoon of vanilla extract. And you let all this toss together, and then you let it sit at room temperature, and you're going to be stirring it just occasionally until the fruit releases its juices, and it can take 15 to 30 minutes, and then you stir in the lime juice, just about 1.5 teaspoons of lime juice, plus just a little extra for seasoning, and obviously with that lime juice, then you given it sort of its sauce on top, if you will, and then you serve it. Now, there is a variation with this. You take out the vanilla extract and you substitute 1 tablespoon of shredded fresh basil for the mint, and add a quarter of a teaspoon of pepper to sugar, that sugar basil mixture, and then you substitute 5 ounces of blackberries for cantaloupe. So blackberries for cantaloupe, you're giving it a darker, richer color. And, you know, 5 ounces of cold, you quarter the strawberries for cherries. And then you take the balsamic vinegar for lime juice and increase the plums to 12 ounces. So this is instead of 6 ounces of plums, you're doing 12 ounces, twice as many. And so that is a plum, blackberry, strawberry with basil and pepper. Again, these aren't flavors that you necessarily would think would go together. And yet, all I can say is give it a try and see what happens when you taste it yourself. Because sometimes there are foods that you haven't tried before, and the first time you try it, it's like, wow, this is yummy. Now, grilled pineapple, yum, yum, yum. This one is, the grilling of fruit can make a very simple and elegant, delicious dessert. And especially when it's paired with a sweet sauce, like in this recipe. So this is kind of fun. The sauce has coconut milk, which is fun, and some packed brown sugar, and a little lime zest. Lime is wonderful with all this stuff. So you're combining sugar, that brown sugar, just a fourth of a cup, not very much, and the coconut milk, about a fourth of a cup of canned coconut milk in a small bowl. And they're saying microwave until it's thickened to the consistency of heavy cream. That's certainly one possibility. 3 to 4 minutes, stirring twice during the microwaving. And then you stir in the lime juice and the rum. It's an option. And you're going to be setting it aside and then until it's all ready to serve. And then with a charcoal grill, you're going to open the bottom vent completely and you light a large chimney starter, 3/4 filled with charcoal briquettes. And when the top coals are partly covered with ash, you pour evenly over the grill. Then you set the cooking grate in place, and you heat the grill until it's hot, about 5 minutes. And then a gas grill, you're going to turn all the burners to high. You cover it and heat and grill. Again, you put what you're putting is a half of a small pineapple that's been peeled and cored and cut lengthwise into 4 wedges. And so then you heat the grill and you turn all the burners to medium high, and then you're going to be grilling it. And, you know, again, it looks so pretty, that bright yellow and the dark black grill and the grill lines. So it can be quite a bit of fun. You want to brush the pineapple with oil before you grill it and lightly char it. It takes about 8 minutes from when you turn the pineapple as needed. And you transfer the pineapples to individual plates. And then you sprinkle with a little coconut. So that's kind of fun, and we'll be coming back for our last 8-minute segment, so stay tuned.
Want the best kitchen equipment for juicing, blending, or processing the freshest foods possible? Call TriBest and order your own Green Star juicer and food processor, or a personal blender, or much more. Be sure to tell them Alyssa sent you from Natural Eating with Alyssa. Call now at 888-254-7336. That's 888-254-7336. 888-254-7336. Call today.
Cooking with Sunflare solar ovens makes food taste great. The Sunflare solar oven uses the sun and never needs wood, charcoal, gas, or electricity, which means no carcinogenic residue. It's so portable and lightweight that you can take it anywhere. Cook the most delicious foods you've ever tasted. It's perfect for your emergency kit, too. Visit sunflare.net. That's S-U-N-F-L-A-I-R.net for the best gift ever. Act fast. Call 855-786-3524. That's 855-786-3524.
Schedule your own private food preparation workshop with me, Alyssa. Let me coach you to prepare the healthiest, tastiest meals in minutes. Learn in the privacy of your own kitchen with one or all of my recipe books. I love teaching. Learn what you want. To set up your session, send an email to Elyssa, chef4you, at live.com. That's E-L-Y-S-A, chef, the number 4, the letter U, at live.com. Elyssa, chef4you at live.com. Start learning now.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
And welcome back to Vegan Recipes. This is Vegan Dessert, and we're talking about strawberry shortcake. I mean, yum, yum, yum. So, you know, this it's a classic, whimsical sort of summertime treat, but it's a three-part construction of strawberries and the cake and the whipped cream. So this can take a little while to make, so you might want to have the parts ready and then put them together. The shortcake itself, you're going to be adjusting the oven rack to the middle position and heat the oven to 475 degrees. And you're going to line the rimmed baking sheet with parchment paper and then whisk the flour. So you're using a half a cup of all-purpose flour. And you then you add 1.5 teaspoons of sugar. And then you add baking powder, not much, about a half a teaspoon, and baking soda, which is even less, an eighth of a teaspoon. And you put the salt, a little, it's like a pinch of salt, together in a large bowl, and you're whisking the milk, the melted butter, and the lemon juice together. And so you're putting in how much milk? Whipped cream. Well, okay, we'll talk about that later. Okay, so the dough can be kind of sticky. You're putting in a coconut milk for this. And so you're using just one can of 14 ounces, and then 1.5 teaspoons of sugar and a half teaspoon of vanilla extract. So you're putting that all together, and the dough can be sticky. So with the shortcake, that greased, dried measuring cup, you're going to scoop the dough into 2 even mounds on a prepared sheet, and you're sprinkling it all evenly with that remaining 3/4 teaspoon of sugar, and bake until the tops are golden. It's about 12 to 14 minutes, and you're rotating the sheet halfway through the baking, and transfer the biscuits to a wire rack and let it cool about 30 minutes. And then you're splitting each biscuit in half and you're placing the bottoms on the plate, and then you're going to be filling the middle with lots of strawberries that have been hulled and quartered and divided, and about 1.5 tablespoons of sugar to keep the strawberries nice and sweet. And then a dollop of the whipped coconut cream. And that whipped coconut cream is a can of coconut milk, a teaspoon of sugar, about 1.5 teaspoons, and a little vanilla extract, about 1/2 teaspoon. And that you refrigerate that. Now, you want to refrigerate the unopened can of coconut milk for at least 24 hours. So that's the prep that you want to do ahead of time. And there should be two distinct layers. You want to skim the top layer of the coconut cream from the can and measure out about a half a cup of cream. You know, save that milky liquid and any extra cream for another use. And then using a hand mixer fitted with a whisk attachment, you want to whip the coconut cream, the sugar, and the vanilla in a bowl on low speed until it's well combined. It takes about 30 seconds. And then you increase the speed to high and whip it till the mixture thickens, and you get soft peaks forming. It takes about 2 minutes. And you want to cover and refrigerate until you're ready to use it. You actually can do this, you can refrigerate it for up to 4 days. So you can do the whipped coconut cream ahead of time. And then nice to have the strawberry shortcake fresh. And then you're going to be splitting, you split the biscuits in half, and you use the strawberries that you've sweetened over the biscuits. And then just a dollop of that coconut cream. So you're seeing these wonderful biscuits that are kind of golden color and bright red strawberries. And the white, white, creamy coconut cream on top. So you have this wonderful shortcake recipe, which, you know, it's fun to do something new and different for people if they haven't had that dessert ahead of time. Now, and there's an easy apple galette, and this marries sort of a buttery, flaky pastry with sweet, tender slices of or chunks of apples. So you're going to be adjusting the oven rack to middle position, and you want to preheat it to 400 degrees, and you're lining up the rimmed baking sheet with parchment paper, and you transfer that puffed pastry. You can get 9.5 by 9 inch sheet of puff pastry that you thawed out. And you're going to fold the edges over, just a quarter of an inch, and crimp so you create a little border around this puff pastry. And then starting in corner one of the tart, you shingle apple slices into the crust in little tiny diagonal rows, overlapping them by about half. And then you dot the apple with a kind of butter. And so you're going to be using a plant-based butter. And then you're going to be sprinkling everything evenly with a little bit of sugar. And then you're going to bake until the bottom of the tart at 400 degrees. Until that is a deep golden brown and the apple is caramelized. It takes about 40 to 45 minutes. You want to rotate the sheet halfway through the baking. And then you're combining apple jelly and water in a bowl. And you want to warm it up. I would do it in a saute pan. It doesn't take very long. And then you're going to brush that glaze over the apple and let the tart cool slightly on a sheet for about 15 minutes. And you serve it nice and warm at room temperature. You know, I hope you can kind of visualize these things. You certainly can enjoy Granny Smith apples for this particular dessert. And the fact that you've got, you know, finding an apple jelly. So there's some nice gentle sweeteners, if you will. And I happen to love puff pastry, so if you have a chance to use it, I've used it in wonderful recipes. When we come back, we're going to have some closing thoughts. Order one of Alyssa's four recipe books. Call her to find out which one is best for you, whether it's juicing, blending, or preparing an entire meal. Become the best restaurant on your block. Phone her today to order the right recipe book for you. Call area code 760-251-7488.
That's 760-251-7488. 760-251-7488. Call today.
Whether you're taking a short trip or traveling across the world, Magellans.com is the world's most trusted source for travel, and they guarantee 100% satisfaction. They have everything you need to make travel just a bit more pleasurable. Who doesn't like that? They have travel alarms, clothing, the best luggage, wallets, everything you need except the ticket. Visit the advertiser page on HealthyLife.net and click on Magellans now. You will not only see their travel products, but get a free catalog and read articles with tips on how to make your travel easier. Visit the advertiser page and click on Magellans now.
Want the best kitchen equipment for juicing, blending, or processing the freshest foods possible? Call TriBest and order your own Green Star juicer and food processor, or a personal blender, or much more. Be sure to tell them Alyssa sent you from Natural Eating with Alyssa. Call now at 888-254-7336. That's 888-254-7336. 888-254-7336. Call today.
A better world begins with you. Find out how on HealthyLife.net.
Hope you've had a chance to enjoy this show as much as I have. It's fun to think about different desserts that you can put together for your family, for friends, for yourself. And, you know, as it stated sort of at the beginning of the show with the brownies, you can keep them for a while, and you can freeze them and then eat them, you know, thaw them out. You know, there's certainly wonderful other desserts that we didn't talk about where, you know, you take chocolate and peanut butter and you make a little truffle. So, that, you know, there's fun ideas that you can play with that we didn't have time to talk about. There's certainly more desserts than meets the eye, if you will. And I think, you know, with the fig streusel bar, you know, kind of fun. And I know putting together these shows is fun for me because we have a chance to see what we can do. So God bless. Come back again and see you next month.